Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Essential Skills in Family Therapy. From the First Interview to Termination by Joellen Patterson and colleagues is a practical training text for students and early career clinicians. Learning to Deliver Couple and Family Therapy in Real Settings. Published by Guilford Press in a third edition, it is organized around the full arc of treatment, beginning with preparation for the first contact, moving through the initial interview and assessment, and continuing into planning, intervention, troubleshooting, and ending therapy well. The authors emphasize an integrative, flexible stance, rather than treating one model as universally best. They focus on core competencies that can be applied across approaches and client presentations. The book is grounded in clinical realities such as engagement challenges, complex family structures, and common comorbid problems that can complicate progress. Case examples and vignettes are used to translate concepts into therapist actions, helping readers build confidence with the nuts and bolts of family therapy practice and professional development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, starting strong therapist mindset and preparation before session one. A central theme is that effective family therapy starts before anyone enters the room. The book orients beginning therapists to the shift from individual to systemic thinking, including how to hold multiple perspectives at once and how to stay purposeful when family members disagree about the problem or even about being in therapy. It also highlights practical preparation tasks, clarifying referral questions, considering who should attend early sessions, planning for confidentiality and informed consent with multiple participants, and anticipating safety and risk issues that may require special attention. Another emphasis is developing a professional stance that is simultaneously structured and warm. Novice clinicians often worry about losing control of the session or being pulled into alliances. The text addresses these realities by encouraging deliberate attention to boundaries, session structure, and the therapist's role. It also normalizes anxiety and early mistakes, pairing skill building with therapist self-reflection and self-care so clinicians can remain effective over time. This foundation supports better engagement and reduces the likelihood of premature dropout later in treatment. Secondly, the initial interview joining, neutrality, and building a working alliance. The initial interview is treated as a pivotal clinical event where rapport, expectations, and direction are established. The book focuses on concrete interviewing behaviors that help therapists join with each participant while maintaining a balanced stance with the entire system. This includes tracking interaction patterns in the room, inviting each person to describe concerns in their own language, and managing strong affect without escalating conflict. The authors stress that early sessions are not only about collecting information, but also about shaping a collaborative tone, setting goals that feel relevant to the family, and establishing basic rules for respectful conversation. Beginning therapists benefit from guidance on how to ask systemic questions, how to keep the session organized, and how to respond when family members present competing agendas. The text also attends to the realities of contemporary practice, including the ways technology may influence family dynamics or treatment logistics. By treating the first sessions as both relational and strategic, the book helps clinicians create a workable alliance that supports later assessment, intervention, and follow-through. The working mini of ENDUM. Thirdly, assessment and diagnosis in a systemic frame. Assessment is presented as an ongoing process woven throughout therapy rather than a one-time intake event. The book guides readers in gathering information that matters for systemic treatment, family structure and roles, communication patterns, developmental context, and stressors that maintain the presenting problem. It emphasizes collaborative assessment where the therapist shares hypotheses tentatively and checks them with clients, avoiding a stance that feels blaming or overly expert-driven. At the same time, the text recognizes that clinicians often must complete diagnostic and documentation requirements, so it addresses how to incorporate diagnosis while preserving a family-oriented perspective. Attention is also given to frequently encountered clinical concerns and complexities, such as child and adolescent issues, caregiver stress with older adults, couple distress, and situations where a family member has a significant mental illness. The assessment approach supports thoughtful case formulation and helps therapists select interventions that match both the problem and the family context. By combining practical interviewing guidance with a systemic lens, the book helps novices avoid getting lost in details while still building a solid clinical map. Fourthly, collaborative treatment planning and core intervention skills. After assessment, the book emphasizes turning information into an actionable treatment focus and plan. It highlights goal setting that is concrete, shared, and measurable enough to guide sessions, while still respecting that different family members may want different outcomes. The authors encourage flexibility in drawing from multiple theories and techniques, prioritizing what is likely to help this family at this time, rather than rigid adherence to a single model. The text concentrates on core intervention skills that can be adapted across approaches structuring sessions, fostering new interaction sequences, strengthening communication and problem solving, and supporting behavior change without escalating blame. Separate attention is given to tailoring work for different populations and contexts, including families with children, couples, and older adults and their caregivers. The book also acknowledges that therapists often face issues linked to addictive behaviors and other contemporary concerns that can disrupt relationships and functioning, and it frames intervention as both relational and pragmatic. The overall message is that good plans evolve with feedback, keeping therapy targeted and responsive. Lastly, when therapy gets stuck troubleshooting, preventing dropout, and ending well, a distinguishing feature of the book is its focus on what to do when progress slows or conflict escalates. It treats stuckness as a common clinical challenge rather than a therapist failure, and it offers ways to reassess the case, revisit the treatment focus, and adjust interventions while preserving the therapeutic alliance. Attention is given to common obstacles such as low motivation, competing agendas among family members, ruptures in the therapist-client relationship, and practical barriers that lead to missed sessions and premature termination. The text links troubleshooting to clinician self-awareness, inviting therapists to notice how their own reactions can shape the system in the room. It also highlights the importance of planning for termination intentionally. Ending therapy is presented as a clinical task that includes reviewing gains, consolidating new patterns, anticipating relapse risks, and creating a maintenance plan. By integrating strategies for preventing premature endings and for conducting thoughtful termination, the book supports continuity of care and helps clinicians handle the full life cycle of family therapy with professionalism and clarity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for graduate students in marriage and family therapy, counseling, psychology, or social work, as well as beginning clinicians who want a reliable guide to day-to-day practice. It is also useful for supervisors who need a shared language for core competencies, because its structure mirrors the stages that trainees must master, from preparation and first contact through assessment, intervention, and termination. Readers gain practical benefits, clearer ways to conduct initial interviews, a roadmap for systemic assessment and treatment planning, and concrete options for responding when sessions derail or therapy stalls. The emphasis on flexibility is an intellectual benefit as well, because it encourages clinicians to integrate techniques thoughtfully rather than treating models as competing ideologies. Compared with many family therapy books that concentrate mainly on theory or on a single approach, this text stands out for its nuts and bolts orientation and its attention to common clinical dilemmas, such as premature termination and stuck cases. Its use of case-based illustration supports application, helping novices translate concepts into therapist actions while maintaining a collaborative, respectful stance with diverse families. If you would like to support Joellen Patterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.